Great fear and trembling shall seize them, even to the ends of the earth. The lofty mountains shall be troubled, and the exalted hills depressed, melting like a honeycomb in the flame. The earth shall be hurt, and all things which are in it perish, while judgment shall come upon all, even upon all the righteous. But to them shall he give peace. He shall preserve the elect, and towards them exercise clemency. Then shall all belong to God, be happy and blessed, and the splendor of the Godhead shall illuminate them. Behold, he comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon them, and destroy the wicked, and reprove all the carnal for everything which the sinful and ungodly have done, and committed against him. All who are in the heavens know what is transacted there. They know that the heavenly luminaries change not their paths, and each rises and sets regularly, everyone at its proper period, without transgressing the commands which they have. To behold TBH, and understand what is there transacted, from the beginning to the end of it. They see that every work of God is invariable in the period of its appearance. They behold summer and winter, perceiving that the whole earth is full of water, and that the cloud, the dew, and the rain refresh it. They consider and behold every tree, how it appears to wither, and every leaf to fall off, except the 14 trees, which are not deciduous, which wait from the old, to the appearance of a new leaf. For 2 or 3 winters again they consider the days of summer, that the sun is upon it at its very beginning, while you seek for a covered and shady spot on account of the burning sun, while the earth is scorched up with fervent heat, and you become incapable of walking either upon the ground or upon the rocks in consequence of that heat. They consider how the trees, when they put forth their green leaves, become covered, and produce fruit, understanding everything, and knowing that he who lives forever does all these things for you. That the works at the beginning of every existing year, that always works, are subservient to him, and invariable. Yet as God has appointed, so are all things brought to pass. They see, too, how the seas and the rivers together complete their respective operations, for but you endure not patiently, nor fulfill the commandments of the Lord, but you transgress and calumniate his greatness, and malignant are the words in your polluted mouths against his majesty. Five, you wavered in heart, no peace shall be to you. Six, therefore your days shall you curse, and the years of your lives shall perish. Perpetual execration shall be multiplied, and you shall not obtain mercy. Seven, in those days shall you resign your peace with the eternal maledictions of all the righteous, and sinners shall perpetually execrate you. Eight, shall execrate you with the ungodly. Nine, the elect shall possess light, joy, and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. 10. But you unholy, shall be accursed. 11. Then shall wisdom be given to the elect, all whom shall live, and not again transgress by impiety or pride, but shall humble themselves, possessing prudence, and shall not repeat transgression. 12. They shall not be condemned the whole period of their lives, not by torment and indignation, but the sum of their days shall be completed, and they shall grow old in peace, while the years of their happiness shall be multiplied with joy and with peace forever. The whole duration of their existence